This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily.
Good day to you, podcasters. My name is Scott Mills, normally on weekdays 4 till 7 on BBC Radio 1, this week doing the Chris Moore Show between 7 and 10. Now, Chappers, who is on our show, friendly assistant and general sports monkey, decided that he wanted to try and get an airport to change its name. How hard can it be? Surely not that difficult. Good morning, Joe Wiley.
Morning.
You right?
Yep.
Right, Chappers, you should maybe explain what you've been doing today.
What have you, I've been really busy. I've been listening to the Keane album and doing stuff, so I haven't heard the show this morning.
Well,
yes, Chappers.
I just decided that it'd be nice if an airport was named after you, because lots of airports are named after people.
At what point did this seem like a good idea? Well, when did this idea...
Imagine it, though.
About 11 o'clock, yes. I've been up for hours. I'd had lots of cups of coffee.
Imagine it, though. Right, I'm flying into Joe Wiley International.
I'm flying into Joe Wiley tonight.
In your dreams. Yeah. Right, is it ever going to happen? Is it on so many levels? But I hate flying.
Oh. That's all right. You'd have to go from there.
No.
You'd be named after
all right,
you.
So, okay. Right, so where have you gone? What have you tried to do?
Blackpool, listen.
Blackpool Airport.
Oh, hiya. I was wondering if you could help me. At the moment, are you just called Blackpool Airport?
Blackpool International Airport.
Blackpool, you're not named after anybody like George Best Airport or John Lennon Airport. Is there any plans to name you after anybody?
Really couldn't tell. You'd have to speak to the marketing department for that sort of thing, sir.
Would you be able to put me through to the marketing
department? I'll try another way.
Thank you very much.
Business development.
Oh, hi, is that the marketing department?
It is.
Oh, hi, I wonder if you could help me. I'm just trying to find out whether there's any chance of Blackpool Airport being named after anybody.
No, there isn't.
Right, that's a no. However,
I use my persuasive charm on them. Depending on who it is, though, would that make a difference?
If you can think of somebody who's absolutely kind of iconic with Blackpool, then maybe.
I'm calling on behalf of Joe Wiley. Do you know Joe Wiley?
She's a radio presenter, isn't she?
She's a radio presenter and a TV presenter, and just after the war, she spent very many happy holidays in Blackpool, and is very keen to have an airport named after her, and Blackpool would be her first choice.
Okay, I think from our point of view, she's not synonymous with Blackpool. Where you've got Liverpool, John Lennon.
Yeah.
John Lennon is Liverpool. She's not. You wouldn't associate her with Blackpool.
Even if she'd be sort of available to open it and to provide her voice for things and...
I tell you what I'll do. We have a board meeting later this week. I shall raise it at the board meeting and see what the board's view is.
Sorry, when was the board meeting again?
It's actually tomorrow.
Okay, so you will put Joe Wiley's name to the board tomorrow.
I will and see what they say.
That will be very.
What's your association with her?
I work in her office.
Okay.
So I'm like just one of her PAs.
All right. Okay, that's fine.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Right, so that was yesterday, and we played that earlier, right?
Yeah, okay.
Hello, Sue, from the marketing department of Blackpool International Airport, who's just sent me an email. It is going to the board meeting today as top of the agenda. And also, if you go to blackpoolinternational.com, they now have an online vote. There's a poll on there to see what the opinion of the people of Blackpool is.
It just says Joe Wiley Airport, question mark.
Can I just point out, I have never been to Blackpool. It might be a slight
hitch
in your
scuppy
planet.
No!
Joe!
We told them that you wear a Kiss Me Quick hat there and go every year for the Illuminations.
I'm working so hard on your behalf here.
Right, if everyone goes onto the website, please, blackpoolinternational.com, blackpoolinternational.com, we'll put...
about that comment about the war.
You did it.
Right!
Just a joke!
Get him! So that was our podcast from BBC Radio 1. My name is Scott Mills. If you liked what you just heard, you will love our show. Weekdays from 4 till 7 on Radio 1.
Chris Moyle Show.
With Scott Mills, cause Chris is on a holiday.
National Radio 1. Radio 1 Podcast. The Scott Mills Daily. This is a download from the BBC. For more information, go to bbc.co.uk/radio1. Radio 1.